Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mean Gene Show, powered by the Sports Kings here on iHeartRadio. It is a Wednesday, July 22nd, 2020, and yes, I'm a day late with the show. I know that, but I do have a great excuse, or at least I hope you buy it. Yesterday, I was in San Antonio, specifically Lackland Air Force Base, trying to get a veteran's ID card. Now, if you're familiar with Houston, Texas, and Texas in general, you know that San Antonio is a three-hour drive to the west on Interstate I-10. So I get there. I decided to stay overnight and just kind of take in the scenes. You know, actually, this was my first time visiting Lackland Air Force Base, so very impressed. Ran into a couple of recruits as they were in the middle of their basic training. I did not interfere with their training, but I actually tried not to run over them while I was lost on a base that I've never been to. But anyway, so that was a pretty interesting day. Got my veteran's ID card, and then I also went to Fort Sam Houston, which is an Army base up there, and did some window shopping. Because as I just told you, I'm getting ready to buy a house, and I'm in that period of the closing where you're not allowed to spend any money or make any major purchases. So I can only window shop. And but you know what though? I saw this 80-inch TV for like $1,100, and it really, really looked good. So I didn't get it, and I said, okay, I'm going to wait. So I'm back home here in Houston, and, you know, I originally had some topics that I wanted to talk about today, but I went ahead and this was for Tuesday's show, but I went ahead and scratched those. I mean, because the news and sports changes so quick, but I decided on this particular show, we're going to focus completely on Major League Baseball because the season starts tomorrow, July 23rd. And it's going to be a really, really good kickoff. You have the Washington Nationals, which are the defending champions. They will host the New York Yankees and all of their superstars that they have on that team. And, you know, Gerrit Cole, who once was a Houston Astro, is going to make his debut. And he's going to pitch against Matt Scherzer, who was an outstanding Cy Young winner for the Nationals last year. And then there's a doubleheader. So the nightcap of that is going to be the National League West champ, National League West crown. Well, yeah, National League West champions. I said it right. The Los Angeles Dodgers, and they're going to host the San Francisco Giants, which if you know anything about baseball out on the West Coast, in the NL West, the Dodgers-Giants is a hell of a rivalry there. So those are your double headers tomorrow as Major League Baseball gets underway. So we're just going to talk about baseball. And we're also going to bring on, in the next segment, a special treat for you guys. Dave May Jr. is going to join me to talk about the start of the MLB season along with COVID-19 and how it's going to impact baseball and the players. And Dave May Jr. is a scout for the Toronto Blue Jays. And we're going to talk about the interesting story with the Toronto Blue Jays as they were not allowed to have visiting teams come to Canada to play baseball this season. So the Blue Jays basically had to find a home. They had to find a place to play their home games. And they had looked into Buffalo, New York, which is not far from Toronto, Canada. But that stadium in Buffalo is basically a minor league stadium, so it doesn't really fit Major League Baseball specs. So anyway, they had agreed to play their home games in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which is not far, but a little bit farther, but not too far from Buffalo, of course. And things have changed. Things have changed within the last couple of hours with the Blue Jays and the Pittsburgh Pirates and the political officials in Pittsburgh. So we're going to talk about all of that, okay? So what I want you to do is just go ahead and stick around. And when we come back, we have Dave May Jr. join us here on the show, talking about the Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio. We'll be right back.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
And we are back, folks. Once again, you're listening to the Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio. And I tell you what, the restart of the MLB season is right around the corner. And as you might remember, COVID-19 halted the MLB spring training for weeks until MLB finally got together with the players and agreed to a shortened season consisting of about 60 games. So now MLB has restarted with some exhibition games, and they plan to kick off the season tomorrow, actually, Thursday, July 23rd, with the defending champs, Washington Nationals, and the New York Yankees. So joining me here on the show to discuss this is my friend. He's a regular on the show, a current scout for the Toronto Blue Jays. His brother played in the majors, and his father is the late, great All-Star Dave May Sr. Please welcome Dave May Jr. How's it going, Dave?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Hey, thanks for being on, man. We were just talking earlier. It's been a while. We haven't seen you in a while. And the last time I saw you was in Arlington, and I think you were doing some scouting out there. And how about that? How about the Rangers now? They're gonna have a stadium with a roof on it.
It's definitely needed. It was definitely needed, that's for sure.
I know. I couldn't believe it, man. I had to throw that in there because, I mean, that place where you've been there in the summer, man, is not the place to be to watch baseball.
No. Very, very unique. Very unique. You know, the ball flies out of there, and then it was sweltering heat. And nobody would be down there in the seats for batting practice. You know, everybody's in the shade.
So. Absolutely. Hey, Dave, man, I know COVID-19 seems to, you know, take over the news. Almost every show I have done in the last few weeks have had some sort of COVID-19, subject matter. But how about baseball? Baseball, you know, after, you know, finally figuring it out, how they're going to play, if they're going to play, and gotten past the exhibition games, and now the season is going to start amidst the pandemic. And I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, they're kind of mixed. I have a lot of concern, you know, for the health and safety of the players, but I do have understanding that we need to play and to continue to, you know, allow the players to earn a living, and but also to just continue to get better at their craft. So it's kind of mixed, but you know we'll just make the best of a bad situation and work through it.
You know, and I've seen a couple of exhibition games. I watched the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks the other night, and I mean that was probably the second game I've seen, but it was just kind of interesting to see that. Dodger Stadium actually had replicas of fans in the first couple of rows behind home plate. So, I mean, is that what we're going to see this season?
Yeah, I think every team's going to have their own version of it. I know there's certain clubs that are like actually, you can take a picture of yourself and put yourself into that seat, a picture of your face. So it's unique the way they're doing it, trying to figure out ways to market the game in the situation. But yeah, that's how it's going to be. It was interesting to kind of watch the crowd noise being piped in and everything else. It's actually, I think, you know, you realize that it is a game that can be played without too many fans, but you know, for the most part, I've been to many games without a lot of fans in the minor leagues, so I'm kind of used to, you know, sparse crowds.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, and you're right, they did pump in the crowd noise, which is something, you know, NFL teams have been accused of for years, you know. So kind of interesting, but you know, let's talk about just COVID-19 and the testing. I know baseball, and along with all of the professional sports, they've struggled with just, you know, the safety of the players. Players had concerns, you know, management had concerns. But, you know, just looking at baseball, I know the Oakland A's had got off to a rough start there right around the 4th of July weekend with some testing and the results, you know, not coming back in time. But I mean, has baseball gotten a little bit better now with that? That was just maybe like a month ago.
Yeah, you know, there's some teams that are having issues with you know, with the testing getting back as quickly as possible. But it seems like it's gotten better over the last week as it's become more normal.
Okay.
Talking about a 2 or 3 day turnaround on that, which is, you know, pretty good, pretty fast. But so I guess the thing is that there are some new cases being turned up, and you know, but when that does happen, like we just saw with Kansas City and just saw the Orioles, you know, they've taken those players that have been in contact directly with them, and then they could continue to monitor those, you know, anybody for symptoms. That is a big concern for me. It's just, you know, if one player gets it, and then you get 4 or 5 that will get it, and then it will affect the, you know, a lineup or your pitching rotation or anything like that. You know, those are the things that we think about as far as the game, you know, but, you know, the primary concern is the health, of course.
So despite everything that's been done to, you know, protect players and the testing and everything, so are you confident that we are actually going to get through an entire 60-game season, including playoffs and the World Series?
I'm not foolish enough to make that prediction. I think we're just going to go along with it, see how it, you know, plays out. You know, that I think that's the situation. I don't think anybody knows how this will work. You know, there's, you know, obviously there, that I think it's a matter of how good you are, but it's going to be really how lucky you are, right, to get through a season without losing anybody. And it's also going to take the team that's the most disciplined, as far as with its players, you know, keeping in a, like a quarantine situation where they, you know, they don't go out and they, you know, they stay close together. And so this is a real challenge, you know, so, but it's, you know, when you look at it, 60 games, it's not really a lot of time. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Absolutely. Folks, once again, we're talking with Dave May Jr., Toronto Blue Jays professional baseball scout, good friend of the show here on iHeartRadio, Sports Kings and the Mean Gene Show. So I guess, I mean, let's get into the competitiveness of everything, because some of my listeners have just really gotten on me for just ragging on about COVID-19 and, hey, Mean Gene, get over it. They're going to play, so let's just sort of kind of accept it for what it is. And let's look at the competitive edges here. So, you know, we're looking at the Nationals, a great start for the season, by the way, but, you know, putting the Nationals and the Yankees. But, I mean, is there, besides the Dodgers, Yankees, Nationals, I mean, is there really a favorite in a shortened season like this and under these rules?
Yeah, I for me, it's still, we're still looking at the major teams that we're talking about, the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Astros, still, like, clearly, you know, there's a class, and then I would throw the Twins in there as another one to watch, and Tampa Bay. I think Tampa Bay is young enough, they have enough depth that in a 60-game situation, it really, it could work to their benefit because they're really talented. So I think those, you know, just throwing those 5 teams out there, I think, you know, you're looking at, you know, superior talent to go along with a lot of depth. And that's what will create, you know, that's what I think will win out. But yeah, so Yeah, I think those teams are right back in it.
Okay, okay. And lastly, I want to talk about the Toronto Blue Jays. And, of course, stories in sports change so quick because I had already was prepared to talk about the Toronto Blue Jays and the fact that the Canadian government, and it was really no surprise that they would not welcome any, you know, teams or personnel from the United States into Canada. So the Blue Jays, at one time it looked like they were going to play their games at Buffalo, but I guess that facility was not up to MLB standards. So can you give me a little bit of history behind that?
The case is that, when they allowed us in for summer camp, that was, there was a thinking that, you know, they'd watch how the cases were going to, you know, would play out in the United States. And as you saw, it got worse. And they decided it was, the best interest of the country of Canada to, you know, bring teams in. Buffalo was a team that was was always like on the periphery. I think the standards of major league lighting play a big part into, you know, why, you know, it's not ideal for Major League Baseball or us. There's a secondary part of it is that you need another site in order to put your extra players because they're not allowed to travel with the team. So you're going to need that secondary site. That would be our AAA facility generally. So that was kind of where we wanted that situation. But then going into, looked into, Florida, our complex in Florida, the same situation. And it's outdoor games. Better lighting, but it's outdoor games in Florida with the coronavirus and the rain possibility in the summer. Right. It wasn't a great fit. And then with the Pirates, the situation was that, you know, our general manager, Ben Charrington, just came over from Toronto, and it was a comfortable fit in location and proximity to both the AAA club and that. Mm-hmm. As you said a couple hours ago, we're just finding out that less than an hour ago, that isn't going to work for the state of Pennsylvania. But there's another, like, on the back burner was Baltimore and Camden Yards.
Okay.
Potentially sharing, but that would have to be worked out. Either way, it looks like in any situation where there's any conflict of interest, a conflict of games and scheduling, that we would play on the road, or we'd play as the home team in a visiting stadium.
Okay.
All right.
That's interesting. And I'll tell you what, that was heartbreaking, to find out that they wouldn't be able to play at PNC Park, because I thought that was a pretty good, location. Like you said, very close, to Canada. And Dave, I got to ask, you don't think there's any like politics being played behind this? And not teams just not being accommodating to the Blue Jays because they are from Canada?
No, yeah, I don't think that's an issue right now. I think in that in this circumstance, I think they looked at they're looking at the influx of teams and players and team personnel coming in, and I just didn't think it was a good idea. Fans coming from outside to come in just to hang around to get autographs and stuff like that.
Right.
I just think that was a concern.
Hey, well, I tell you what, I certainly hope they find a place and find it soon as the season gets underway here tomorrow, and I'll certainly be keeping my eye out on how this is going to go. I'm really hoping, and the same thing I said with the NBA and the WNBA, and I think football has the luxury, Dave, and you can tell me if you agree on this, to kind of sit back and watch the other professional sports and see how they're going to handle this. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really curious as far as with football, because it seems like they're planning to have fans, which is which is interesting. So we'll see. definitely going to have to wait and see how this works out.
Yeah, we will. Hey, Dave, as always, man, I wish you and the Blue Jays the best of luck. I look forward to watching some competitive baseball, even though, I mean, I've been watching a lot of professional golf here lately, and without fans, that's not because I'm bored, Dave. I mean, because I really have to. I have to watch this. But, I mean, I just see baseball being able to play without fans. It doesn't really bother me as much because the competition, when you look at the announcers, if you got good announcing, good camera work, and good action on the field, I mean, I think we should be able to enjoy baseball under these rules.
Yeah, I think that, as you say, it's kind of more of a situation where you don't really realize that you don't see a lot of the fans, you know, by the camera angles, you know, just like it doesn't really hit you until, you know, you watch a couple games and then you're like, you know what, I still see the competition. I still see the ability that makes them unique.
Hey, okay, man. Well, I'll tell you what. So hopefully I can check back in with you at some point in time during the season, and we'll see how this thing is going, Dave. Man, I appreciate you stopping by and hanging out with us.
Okay, yeah, thanks for having
me. All right, thanks a lot. Hey, folks, Dave May Jr., good friend of the Sports King Show, joining us on the Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio. We will take a break, and when we come back, we'll break down some of the things Dave May had to say about Major League Baseball, the coronavirus, the Toronto Blue Jays, and all of that great stuff right here on The Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And we are back, folks, here at the last segment here on the Mean Gene Show, part of the Sports Kings podcast here on the iHeartRadio Network. So Dave May Jr., quite interesting comments from Dave, and it's just always a pleasure to have Dave on the show. And I'm going to tell you something that, and I forgot to mention it to him when we were on the air, is that the last time I saw Dave was at the Papados in, I want to say the Papados in, it wasn't in Arlington, Bedford, I want to say, Texas, right outside of Arlington anyway. So we met there, and that was my first time meeting Dave. And I met Dave May Jr. through Ronnie B. And you guys remember Ronnie B co-hosted the Sports King Show for many years. Ronnie co-hosted the show with me in Los Angeles and Chicago and Phoenix, Arizona and Tampa. So Ronnie's been around, but Ronnie from Newcastle, Delaware, that's where Dave and his brother Derek May and their father, the late, great Dave May Sr., who was an all-star. So just an incredible family. I mean, Derek has been on the show. I mean, these guys are just great people, and I always like having them on the show. And as you can see, Dave will certainly tell you, you know, what's going on. A professional scout for the Toronto Blue Jays, and it's going to be interesting to see what the Blue Jays are going to do. I mean, I cannot believe how quickly that story changed, because I had already did my homework, and it looked as if, and Dave just explained why, that deal with the Pittsburgh Pirates looked like it was going to happen. It looked like they were going to be able to play their home games in Pittsburgh, and we understood why they couldn't do it in Buffalo, because of the size of the stadium, and, you know, it's a minor league stadium. And we also understood that the the Canadian government wouldn't allow, you know, visitors to come in, mainly other teams from the United States who could potentially be carrying COVID-19. And that's why I asked Dave if he thought this was any way political, and he gave us an honest answer on that. And I appreciate that, because, I mean, I know that, you know, the United States relationship with countries that used to be our allies is, I mean, we don't, I mean, things are just really tense now. And I think the coronavirus certainly didn't make it any better. But even before the coronavirus, things were just kind of tense between Canada and, you know, China and all the, you know, and England and all of those countries that we once had a great relationship with. So anyway, but Dave, you know, just sort of breaks it down. And he doesn't appear to think that in listening to him that, you know, we're going to get through this season. He didn't say that, but I mean, just listening to him and I have somewhat, you know, been saying the same thing about the NBA and of course the NFL hasn't even started yet. So they get to kind of just sit back and watch and see how things are going to play out. But Dave May Jr. basically said, hey, you know, 60 games and we'll see. And I mean, I do applaud Major League Baseball for, you know, coming up with a plan and, you know, their plan may not model that of the NBA, but at some point, all of these sports leagues are going, I haven't even talked about the NHL, all of these sports leagues are going to sort of model off each other. And you got to know the commissioners are talking to each other to see how, you know, things are going to play out. And that's a good thing that they all, you know, because I think they all are trying to bring a distraction to the world or at least to the country. And I can understand that. And, you know, but at the same time, you know, COVID-19 doesn't discriminate. You hear that all the time. And it's not going to know if you're an NBA player or a professional baseball team or NHL or whatever, or college football or whatever. I mean, you know, a pandemic is a pandemic that impacts everyone, as we have noticed with 85 or so babies in the state of Texas at a facility that is tested positive. So it's just crazy. And so you have to kind of look at the human element in this is that, you know, these guys are human and they have families and they're going to be concerned. They have parents and all of that stuff. So we're going to hope. I mean, and I've said this too before, that if Major League Baseball, the NBA, and some of these sports teams get through this and safely, then who knows, they could be providing a model for everyone else. Now, they certainly have the resources, the money, they have all the resources that they need to pull it off. And as long as they can do the social distancing, which baseball, if you've been watching any of the exhibition games, I mean, it's not like a ton of people on the baseball field at any given time, right? Testing, how they quarantine, and maybe they can put it off. I mean, so we got to think that it's, you know, we're going to see. And the fact that they're giving it a try, and I, you know, eventually got around to asking them about the competitive process of this, because I know people are tired of hearing me talk about why they playing and don't play. I mean, that decision has been made, and you guys are right about that. You guys are right when you say, me and Gene, hey, get over it. They're going to play. The NBA, they're going to play. The WNBA, they're going to play. So why are you still, you know, beating a dead horse? So, and I accept that. That is very constructive criticism, and you're right. They are going to play. I need to move on to the next subject here. And now that's who, you know, who's going to be the favorite in Major League Baseball. Now, I am a Dodgers fan, and you guys know the Dodgers have been pretty much screwed. Now, I think they screwed themselves last year. But the Houston Astros may have screwed them in previous years. I think we all know about how that turned out. But it's going to be fun, though. I'm not going to harp on that. But, I enjoyed watching the exhibition games because it was real live action on TV. I mean, once you get past everything else, you hope that everyone is healthy, hope those players, this and that, so trust that that is happening. And we talked about the stadium noise and the replicas of people in the stands. I mean, I think that's kind of funny. But for those of you who always said, man, baseball, if you're going to watch baseball, you have to watch it in person. And many people say watching it on TV is like watching paint dry. Well, now you're going to have to watch paint dry because that's the only way you're going to see baseball games. So it's just good to see them out there. And let's just hope and pray that all those players and their families are safe and that they're going to get through this. And if we can get through 60 games and if the NBA can get through a whole, you know, short season or playoff season, then maybe we have learned something from these guys and maybe they'd be willing to share with other people some of the things that we might need to do to curb this disease. So anyway, that is the show. Since it is a Wednesday and we wanted to get this in before the start of Major League Baseball, which is tomorrow, I think it's safe to say that Thursday's show might be Friday okay, because Jack Brown from The Score is going to talk football with us, and I definitely need to work around his time frame because Jack is going to bring us some interesting stories about the NFL. We want to talk to him about some of the things that's been going on with the Redskins. And I say the Redskins, the team formerly known as the Redskins, Washington, and some of the other things that's happening. So anyway, hope you enjoyed this MLB podcast for the most part. And we'll see you back later in the week here on the Mean Gene Show on iHeartRadio.